Oh, nice best friend song here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everyone. John Hansen in for Matt Bubala on this Saturday morning, 4:06. And speaking of best friends, you know, I've got a best friend and we do things together. We get to see each other a couple times a year. He lives on the suburbs. I live in the city. But we are certainly not as accomplished as the two best friends we're about to chat with, who met right before college on a prospective weekend, and it's led to a journey which has now continued into a business. And even though they are separated by the suburbs and the city right now, they're still connected through their awesome business. So we're talking to two doctors right now. And first up, we have Gamali Dekai. Did I say that right? Oh, let me turn on your microphone. That helps, doctor. And also joining us over the phone, we have Chantal Stevens-Archer. Chantal, can you hear us?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you just fine.
I love how you guys are such good best friends that even though you guys are separated and you guys are going to be able to hear each other, you're also doing a Google Hangout right now so you can see each other while you guys chat. You guys truly are best friends, and you started a business called Quench Wellness. Let's talk about Quench first because I want to make sure everyone understands exactly what you're doing.
Sure.
So, do you prefer Dr. Dekai?
No, Dr. Gamali is
Dr.
fine.
Dr. Gamali.
Even Gamali is just fine.
All right, Gamali, what do you got going on with Quench Wellness on the South Loop?
Yeah, I mean, we're so happy to be in the South Loop. We opened Quench Wellness in the middle of July, and it's a holistic practice. I'm an emergency medicine physician by practice, and Dr. Chantal is an internist, and we just kept seeing that there were just more and more health issues. People were getting prescribed more and more medications or bigger dosages, as opposed to going back to what was natural and healthy, which really is our diet, our exercise, our sleep, and what we're taking into our bodies. And so we specialize in IV vitamin infusions and really restoring the body with what it really needs to function at its best level.
Chantal, I imagine that working with your best friend is a lot of joyous occasions, but opening any business is a grind. How have you found the experience so far?
Man, it's challenging on a whole different
right?
level.
Not because of me.
No, of course not. No.
I mean, that's saying a lot because we both went through medical school together, and that's not easy either. But it's different because with medical school, you have kind of a roadmap. You know, you go to class, you pass the test, you move on, you do residency, you learn the stuff, you know, and then you become a doctor. It's very easy to figure it out. But with this business, man, it's you're not really sure the right steps to become successful, but we know that we're passionate. We know we love what we do. And the thing is, we really understand each other and respect each other. And I couldn't choose a better person to do it with.
Oh, you guys are making me smile here. Your practice is located at 1319 South Michigan Avenue. And Gamali, you were telling me it's kind of like a medical row down there.
Yeah, it's a very, very nice little health hub with some other local fitness and wellness companies. And so we were actually really ready once we got into the neighborhood to really get to know them and partner with them, because we all do something different and we're all able to provide different services to our clientele. And so we actually are joining together to have a wellness crawl on October 27th. It's a South Loop wellness crawl.
See, I'm used to bar crawls, which is about the opposite of wellness crawl, but maybe a little mental health wellness. But
yeah.
So what's going to happen at the event?
So we're actually partnering with, like I said, a few of the businesses there to be able to provide mini classes as well as B12 intramuscular injections, stretch sessions, and then, of course, an after party at one of the local breweries down there.
You guys both have really fascinating... Oh, it does end at a brewery. Good.
Oh,
I was just making sure. Okay, well, now I'm in. Chantal, you both have very interesting backgrounds. I want to get to both of them. Chantal, you are a Whitney Young graduate, right? From the Ashburn neighborhood. Oh, there you go. Southside representing. You stayed down there, University of Chicago. Walk us through your journey to get where you are today.
Yeah, I started off as a Dolphin at Whitney Young. Made the realization sometime around my junior year that I wanted to find a career in which I can help people. I can use my strong background in math and sciences, and I could just serve my community. Well, what better job than becoming a doctor? And so I just made that decision at that point in time. That is what best suited all the things I wanted out of life. And I just went forward from there. Ended up at University of Chicago, just kind of at a visitation prospective student weekend. Met Dr. G there, and we were roommates ever since then.
I like Dr. G. That's a great name. I like that nickname.
Thank you.
We were roommates ever since then for like 6 years after that, 4 years through college, then even in medical school, roommates together. And we went through all of our classes together, even the weed out courses, mm-hmm. general chemistry or organic chemistry, which kind of weeded out a lot of people.
Right. it weeded me out just hearing the name of the course. So, you know what I find fascinating, Chantal, is that your father's from Barbados, right? And your mother
Absolutely.
From Guyana. And Dr. G,
yes.
you're from Ghana.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing the journeys, the happenstances that happen as people transverse our globe to bring two people together that obviously have such a great connection? I mean, Dr. G, you must have this, I mean, feel at least blessed to have someone, a partner in crime to go through this life with.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because when we first met each other, like, I didn't really like her very much.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Because, you know, I was a suburban girl. She mm-hmm. was a city girl. And we were just like so different without realizing actually like how similar we were. And so we had decided that, okay, if we're both going to go to University of Chicago, then we're going to go ahead and be roommates. And, you know, 17 years later, here we are.
I imagine, you know, it's interesting opening a business with such a good friend, you know, because obviously there's hard times in business. It's mm-hmm. a struggle. And, you know, you might have competing ideas at certain times. Mm-hmm. Chantal, I imagine communication between the two of you. You obviously have great communication, but that's got to be key in any big decisions that you guys have to come up with.
Mm-hmm. I think the key to our friendship and also the key to this business endeavor is just respect. It always has come down to that. We actually, even though we're both doctors, we have different elements of each other. I'm usually the calculated one, knowing the inside, all the details of what's going on. She's very much the creative spirit out of the two of us, really finding a way to kind of bring whatever idea we have to life. And we work within our strengths. We work within what we know how to do really well. And we talk about those things. So whenever there's a big decision, you know, I have my opinion already. We both are very strong-willed and have an opinion. And we talk about it. And we always make whatever's the best decision for the business. And we respect one another's ideas. And I think that's why this will always be successful, because of that spirit that we have.
Gamalee, I want to ask about the Quench Wellness a little bit more mm-hmm. about it. So you mentioned the word holistic. And I know a lot of listeners, when they hear the word holistic, they do a little bit of an eye roll. Maybe they don't understand it. Maybe
sure.
they've heard different things about it that they don't necessarily believe. Make the argument for why people should be paying more attention to holistic care and why that is important as we move forward.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a balance. There's nothing wrong. If you need medications, if you need surgery, if you need traditional medical care, that's 100% fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But we also have to acknowledge that the things that we put into our bodies, the way that we live our lives, the things that we decide to put in our minds and the words that we speak, the way that we live also affects our health too. So it's just an argument for trying to balance both. And if you feel that you need to be on medications, well, why not also try infusions? Why not also try meditation? Why not also try yoga? You know, so try it and see what works for you. And sometimes you have to also eliminate one thing to see if the other thing works, you know?
And I feel like with so many things, we try and attack the physical symptoms mm-hmm. of things without really paying attention to the entire body and really becoming at peace with certain things and moving forward that way. I got to ask Chantal, is this at all where you pictured your life going when you started in medicine?
No. But
that's both of you.
Is that even when we were in college, we weren't just kind of pre-med students. We always had some other endeavor that we're always working on. I know for myself, I danced professionally before I even started becoming a doctor and studying medicine. So dance was always an important part of my life. And I know for Dr. G, she's an amazing artist and paints and does all this great stuff. So we always had other parts of our personalities. And so we always knew that just becoming a doctor and working traditionally wasn't the only way to do things. There's a bigger way to reach a larger audience and really get out the message of how important it is to prevent illnesses before they even start. That's really where all of this is coming from, is making a huge change in our community in a positive direction.
Yeah, we're so reactive with healthcare. It should be
Absolutely.
Preventative on the front end of things. That's going to, not only is that going to save you from ailments or from concerns, but also just it'll save our entire system billions of dollars
exactly.
if we can take care of things a little bit earlier.
Exactly. Exactly.
Quench Wellness at 1319 South Michigan. So, you know, for our listeners out there wondering, is that for me? Dr. G, what sort of patients are you looking for? What sorts of concerns might people have that might lead them to Quench Wellness?
Sure. So, you know, at Quench, we welcome everyone. You know, education is a big part of what we do. So even if you just want to come in and, you know, ask some questions about the services that we offer, which also include hormone optimization and vaginal laser therapy, you know, you can come on in and we can speak to you. But we really are looking for people who are health conscious, health minded, you know, that are able to tolerate getting infusions of vitamins as well as fluid. So we, you know, are looking for people that are pretty healthy, but also are trying to do more for themselves. And you will be surprised. Something as simple as being dehydrated can make you feel awful. So you might feel fatigued, you might feel tired, not know why. You may be living a busy lifestyle, traveling a lot, and you don't know what's going on. You can come in and then we can definitely chat with you and try to figure out if your lifestyle could be contributing to some of the symptoms that you're having.
That's interesting. Again, it's part of that whole body thing that if we don't really take a good self look at what we're doing and how we live our lives, we might miss a lot of things and symptoms and signs along the way. Exactly. All right, Chantel, who was the better student in med school?
Oh, whoa. He took it there.
Me?
He took it there.
Dr. G, do you agree?
Absolutely not.
who had the higher GPA? Or is there GPA in med school or what?
We both passed, and we are both physicians at the end of the day.
Good answer.
So what's it like, I mean, working? I mean, it must give you that extra motivation to be able to work with your best friend. I mean, really, I mean, I mentioned the difficulties that could come with that and the disagreements and that sort of thing. But man, when the going gets tough, to have someone that, you know, you've held your hand with a long time and you know each other, that must make it easier and just more exciting to tackle each day.
Yeah, I mean, we're accountability partners. So whether we're doing Quench or our other company, Besties MD, whether it's making sure that we're working out, whether it's being good partners in our relationships, you know, we hold each other accountable. And I think that is something that everyone needs. It really allows us to live a life really full of integrity and honesty, because I know that she knows what my best looks like, just, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm. As well.
Chantel, now you live in the suburbs, so you guys have done the switch. Suburbs is now cities, cities now suburbs.
Isn't it funny how life works out?
It really is. And I love Elmhurst. I'm from Downers Grove originally, so I know the western suburbs pretty well. Chantel, make the case for anyone listening right now why they should check out Quench Wellness.
You should check out Quench Wellness if you're really into restoring your mind-body connection. It's all about taking medicine to the next step, focusing on preventative care, and being economically sound and responsible. We're here to help you with IV vitamins and nutrients, and you will feel so much better once you restore and rebalance your body. We also provide vaginal laser therapy as well as hormone optimization, and we're here just to allow you to live the best version of yourself in all forms.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah. All right, Gamalee, what's your favorite thing about Chantel? I'm feeling like we need some positive. I'm trying to spread some more positivity, and we're 50,000 watts now, so people are hearing us in 38 states and Canada.
Wow.
So we're trying to, the news cycles these days, it can bring people down. Let's get some positive. Talk about your best friend, why you love her.
It's funny because when I first met her, she wasn't a mother, but I've been fortunate to see her raise her two girls, and just how patient she is with them and loving and consistent and dedicated. I mean, it's a true example, and she's definitely, I mean, I don't have kids yet, but when that time comes, I know I'm going to learn a lot from how I've seen her with her girls.
Oh, that was sweet. All right, Chantel, that's a tall order. Now you got to give some compliments back.
Order. I don't know. How do I just choose one, though? That's the challenge.
Oh, look at that. There you go.
There are many things I think are great about her. One thing for sure is she's so level-headed. I mean, the approach.
She's laughing
problem,
at that right now.
I know probably inside she's probably going crazy, but she appears and carries herself with such grace. And she's so level-headed. So whenever there's a disaster happening, she's always the first one that's like, it's okay. We've got this. Let's put this strategy together. And we've got this A, B, and C. So she always kind of restores the peace within any chaotic situation, personal or business.
I guess that's why I chose ER, huh?
Yeah, right. Chaos. Yes, exactly. Someone that can focus through that, exactly. Yeah. You guys are really an inspirational couple of best friends. And, I think that... in all, like I mentioned, the negativity around some of the news we have today. And, you know, you're making me want to call my best friend and just give them a call. And all our listeners, too, you know, whether you plan on opening a business with them or just having a drink or having a bite with them, just reach out to your best friend and make sure you say hello and to remind them why you love him or her. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by today. And remind people, Dr. G, the website and where people can find out more information.
Yes, you can find us online at quenchwellness.com, as long as along all social media streams under Quench Wellness as well.
And we also have a text saying you should open up a place up in Oakbrook.
Hey.
So second location.
Great.
People are already looking for it.
That's fantastic. We love that idea.
Yeah, there you go. Chantel, thanks so much for your time, okay?
Thank you.
And Dr. G, you as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
Plenty more coming up on 720 WGN.